Look with me at verses 5 through 6. Thus says the Lord, cursed is the man who trusts in man. Can't be more blunt than that. And makes flesh his strength. Now notice, this is not just somebody who's using human resources, but somebody who is trusting in the flesh. To do that is to turn away from the Lord. Then it continues, whose heart turns away from the Lord, he is like a shrub in the desert and shall not see any good come. He shall dwell in the parched place of the wilderness in an uninhabited salt land, meaning a place where nothing grows. Rootless as far as nourishment. You can put your roots in the soil of the desert in the uninhabited salt land, but there will be no nourishment. Those roots are aimlessly placed. They are unfruitful. It may seem good to plant your roots there, but it doesn't do anything for you. Now, the contrast that he's drawing here is this reality. There is no person without faith. There is no person without trust. There is no person without religion. The only question is, what is the object of your faith? What is the object of your trust? And who defines the religion that your life is rooted in? Is it you? Is it self? Is it your desires? The idea of neutrality is a myth. You do what you do, and so do I, because of what you serve as the most important thing. That's called worship. Who is your master?